Matt Baker, Eli Dorman, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
So, you two are creating an arts and foodie fun fest over in Northwest Ohio. It's a tomato fest, as a matter of fact. Now, this adventure has been a wild and crazy one. Let's start with your personal drives. Matt, you're a first-generation farmer, and you're into the slow food movement. Eli, you're a musician into that same wonderful way of eating. Okay, how did the two of you get together and fired up to make this happen? Let's start with you, Matt.
You know, it's funny how art and food kind of bring creative people together. And that's really what made it easy, I guess.
Okay. And you've been about 5 years in your location there in Northwest Ohio, and you call that organic little farm you got going there. That one farmer guy, LLC.
Yes, right. So yeah, we're pesticide-free, essentially a salad farm. We grow salad and tomatoes as our main crop.
Excellent. And Eli, you are quite a music maker and well-respected in the community for that. What was it about Matt's one farmer guy thing that got you interested?
Well, we met that way through music and food together, and it was in the same kind of little courthouse jam that we were having. He had a farm stand set up, and it was a perfect way to kind of discuss the creative minds that come together for something like that and want to see both art and health prosper in the area.
It's a wonderful plan, and you guys are young and energetic and got the whole package going there. I get the holistic thing. Is that just the way you think? This just makes sense to you to be a social scene and then get it out there to the public?
Right, yes.
So, okay, what kind of following are you growing in the area for your produce, Matt, after these 5 years?
Really, it includes pretty much everybody. I mean, we have young millennial type all the way up. Really, just people that are interested in fresh and local and clean.
That's great, and you're there for them. And where did you get your own inspiration for starting in such a small farm situation?
I used to work for a nonprofit that did character development curriculum, job skills training. One of the programs that we ran was an organic farming program.
Well, then you were lucky a couple times then in your life to get into such a program, find out that you had a capacity for it. Now you have your own farm. And Eli, you are quite a musician and a holistically thoughtful one, I think. I guess you just like to eat well. Is that another reason that brought you all together?
The nutrition side of it is the medical results I'm hoping to gain, I guess. Been doing it for 2 years now, just eating vegan, and I've not felt better.
And it just was perfect that you found each other. Now, organically speaking, is this simply a focus and a fest whose time has come in you two's book? And so, fairly safe to say, if somebody else would have done this, you'd be enjoying it and you wouldn't have had to have started it, but it needed to be done.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And when you started talking this idea up, what was the basic response you heard then?
I mean, it was positive. No one has ever really seen what we were trying to do, you know, in our little corner of Ohio. It just hasn't happened.
That's very interesting because it's a nice agricultural area, and certainly there's a lot of stuff being grown there. There's a lot of livestock doing well there, but no kinds of truck farming or natural organic farming. It's something. Now, here's where the tomato festival plans almost went rotten, if you'll excuse that expression, guys, because you two had that unspeakable nightmare just this past weekend when your venue fell through. So after that shock, how did you put it all back together with, like, we're talking just a little over 1 week till festival time?
Well, we had to do what we had to do to make it happen. We weren't going to give up. To lose the momentum and all of that, you know, wasn't an option for us.
Not ever.
Yeah. We made a new plan right away and implemented it, and it was it.
Okay, so once you literally got over that shock, what did you do?
The first thing we did is we reached out to three other local venues, and we talked to those people, and we checked them out, and we saw what our options were.
And you had all of your talent and food vendors and artists and everything lined up, so you just had to find something that could accommodate every single part of the puzzle that went together to make this project. Okay,
yes.
How did we do that? What did we come up with, Eli?
Well, after looking at those three different venues, we decided that there was a venue outside of Archibald, about 2 miles away from Gull Woods there in Lockport Bridge, there's plenty of room out there. We started scampering and started cleaning up the area, and which we had already done at the first venue, so it was like, all right, we got a weekend, let's restart.
We had your act down pat then.
But it was going to happen. There were too many awesome people that were going to be part of it to let it not happen.
Yes, and now you are back in business, it sounds like. So at this point, your karma seems connected to the oldest fashioned small town solidarity and the best of social media. So you've got the best of all of those worlds going there, I know. Was it all enough to make you feel like you were supposed to get this thing done? Seriously, at any point were you wondering?
At a certain point yesterday when we were all out there cleaning up and people were out there helping, I started to feel a layer of contentment and, all right.
That's great, Eli.
Ben. This is happening.
Okay, so new venue, homegrown Tomato Fest, and you expect and want people to camp there. How is the camping going to work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis at the moment. We will have a cap, so we are encouraging people just to reach out on our Tomato Fest 19 page in order to let us know, hey, we would like a camping spot, we'd like two camping spots. I'm not anticipating that we're going to have too much of a problem with the camping. I think we're going to be able to accommodate nicely, and there will be different drum circles and communal filers that'll be part of that. And all the awesome vendors and music, of course.
And Eli, just to clarify, we're talking primitive camping only.
So let's step forward just for a second now. Some people will be camping. Others are from the area and region. Of course, day travelers are welcome too. Now, what are they going to be able to explore at the festival?
Saturday, doors are going to open at 1 p.m. The music is going to begin at 2 o'clock. There will be vendors lined up. Different artists, glassmakers, bead makers, different food available. That One Farmer Guy, of course, will have an awesome selection there. And there'll be a lot more. Morning yoga then on Sunday morning when you wake up.
So this is a holistic approach to having a good festival. And meanwhile, there will be fresh produce for sale the entire time.
The way we're going to do that is we're going to be having a farm-to-table experience with That One Farmer Guy produce. We really wanted to keep the focus on the food and the art.
And so they're going to be able to watch the food as well as the art being prepared and then be able to enjoy it while they're there. It also sounds like you've got every kind of wonderful music that really reflects the spirit and musicality of Northwest Ohio there. What kinds of music are we going to be hearing throughout the day, Eli?
We will hear blues, folk, soft rock, jam band type of music.
Tomato music.
Tomato hippie music.
Yeah.
It all sounds just wonderful. Now, who do you expect to see in those lines of festival goers at the event this weekend?
It really seems like anybody's, you know, included in this. I mean, anybody who likes food and like art, which is pretty much everybody, you know, is going to have a good time there. So
all ages, shapes, and sizes then, Matt?
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
This is family friendly.
That's true.
Yes. That is one of the goals, is to create a place where somebody can bring their kids and feel comfortable. I know if they want to run around, if they want to dance, if they want to have a good time, where it just feels safe.
And be a big part of this wonderful spirit. Good for you. And it sounds like too bad about the old venue, but you've got a new one all set there, ready to go. And it is just outside of Archibald, if I understand correctly. And people will be able to find that. We'll make sure that they get the directions. Dare I ask about the second annual Tomato Fest? Any plans on the books for it? And are we keeping those plans on the books?
So we're definitely having conversations about how we can do things differently, bigger, better, and all of that in the future.
And so we'll be hearing about this, and we'll have a venue locked in too early this coming year?
No, there will be.
Yep.
That's just great. And last question, you guys. You didn't need the aggravation, and yet it came. You're surviving it now. Bottom line, what's the biggest thing that you've learned about your whole community and maybe your own convictions and certainly the power of this mighty tasty idea that you have?
You know, I'd say that the community was really receptive about it. And I think everyone agrees that we need more things like this. It's important.
I've seen a lot of positivity and a lot of want to help and to participate and to have a place that is free and both not money driven as far as the vision and the outcome. That's not what we're looking for. Looking for the experience and to be able to bring some of those local artists together and those local musicians and those local farmers into something that you'd normally have to drive forever to try to find if you can find it.
Ohio residents Matt Baker and Eli Dorman are founders of Northwest Ohio's Tomato Fest, and they are ready to bring it on. Continued congratulations on your dedication here, guys. So happy everything came together for you. Do keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.